Them, Dad, and This, the podcast that happily walks you through the lives of others. And today, on episode 30, we're welcoming back Edward, homeless Edward. However, he is not talking about his homelessness. The man has another conundrum in his life, one that I find a little more amusing, and that's unrequited love. But this is no normal unrequited love. This goes back 15 years. This goes back to high school, back to a small town girl named Sarah. Now, when you have crushes and they don't work out, it could be brutal. Particularly in high school, it could be brutal. But most of us at the time, you know, after about 8 or 9 months of trying to win over this person, we move on, we get over it. But not Edward. Not Edward. 32 years old now, and he is still dreaming about his high school crush. He is still laying in bed at night and hoping that one day things between him and Sarah could possibly work out. Now, this is something I never understood. And I want to know why. What's so special about her? What about her keeps him hoping and dreaming? We're going to find this out today, folks. Them, Dad, and This, episode 30. Let's find out why Edward is in love with Sarah after all these years. 32 years old. Here we go.
Welcome.
When I think of Edward, like, Sarah is one of the first things that comes to mind. She's like the she's like the unrequited love of your life, like, kind of. Right?
Yeah.
Like, I think that's fair to say. Like, she's like, you've been in unrequited love with her for how long?
More than 10 years.
Is there a bracket?
Like, since maybe 2003.
Three?
I think 2003 or 2004. Up till about 2017, maybe.
Wow.
Maybe like 18.
That's like insane. It's pretty crazy, to be honest. But like, how did the, like,
yeah, there's,
she was cute. She was cute. I remember. Like, mm-hmm. I think she's exceptional in Baldwin Park. Like, she's kind of like she's like a gem in the city where it's like, I feel like it's quite easy to be a gem in Baldwin Park because, like, most people are kind of the same in that area.
Yeah, and she was pretty different.
Yeah, she was like, she had her voice, in my opinion, was the strong point. And she was cute from what I remember. And I like, kind of bubbly. Like, and what would you say the average Baldwin Park woman is like, in your opinion?
Probably all chola, like.
Yeah. Like,
that's when I think of Baldwin Park, I guess probably just from, like, growing up, like, that seems to be, like, the general kind of person that comes out of there.
And even if they're not, like, a chola, I guess, they still have, like, that, the mentality is still there a little. Like, they have that, I don't know. Are we racist? I'm not racist.
it's not racist. It's just a matter of, like, you know, the upbringing. That's just kind of, yeah, from what I've seen, it's the most of what came out of there.
Yeah, for sure. That goes without saying. But anyway, I've had crushes in my life. I've had, like, I think, like, when I was in high school, I had a big crush on one of Sarah's friends whose names I'm not going to mention. But that, and it felt, don't say it. Don't say it.
I won't say nothing. Yeah. I can't say nothing.
But even, and that felt, in my 16, 17-year-old mind, I don't know how old I was at that time, that felt pretty intense. And, like, it felt, like, long-lasting, but I think only that was, like, 8 months. And then it's just like, ah, forget it, fuck it. There's, like, more people out there. And, like,
it's, like, still within high school, huh? And just kind of moved on from it.
I think it was, like, intense in my junior year, and it just kind of faded out in the beginning of my senior year. It was just, like, forget it. But, like, what kept you going for Sarah? Like, this is a person who, like, first of all, before we get into any of that, let's hear why you liked her so much. Like, let's hear how you guys met. Let's hear what happened. Let's get the whole scoop, you know?
Okay. So, it was a cloudy, rainy kind of day. It was the first day of PE in my junior year.
Mm-hmm.
And I was sitting down by myself. I didn't really have anyone to talk to because, as another story, maybe like another thing, because I was hit by a car before my freshman year.
Yeah, I remember
this. And it left a blood clot in my head, so I wasn't able to take PE for the first 2 years. So my junior year, I had PE, my junior senior year.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't know anyone, I guess. I was just sitting there. And yeah. She was sitting next to me on the bleachers. And she started talking to me. Uh-huh. I had my guitar, I believe.
Yeah.
And then we just, it was like we kind of, to me, like it seemed like we kind of clicked right away. Like we just started talking a lot. She started hanging out with me a lot, her and her friends.
Mm-hmm.
And her humor was the same. We would laugh a lot. We would joke around a lot. We would talk a lot. We had similar interests in, like, music and other things. And there was, like, drama and stuff, you know, because it kind of came out as I liked her. But, like...
Well, what kind of drama? What happened? If you could remember. I mean, I can't imagine you remember too much because it was 15 years ago, probably. But, like... What happened?
Yeah, I actually, drama? I remember everything in, like, detail, but it's just, like, so much detail, I don't think I could spit it all out.
Wow.
Yeah, but, it just, as it came out, like, that was apparent that I liked her, it kind of, I guess disrupted, like, the flow of our friendship, especially in the group, because it started to become, like, people didn't like each other, people were coming into the group that no one else wanted in the group, and then... Some people liked me more, and then other people didn't really like me as much.
What's not and to what's like not it, to like?
I don't know.
Like,
I mean, I was nice to them. We laughed a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we'd play music and hang out. It was just like that high school drama stuff that, like, I never really quite understood. You know, and
how did she find out that you liked her, though? How did you find out?
I told her.
Ah, you should have just made a physical move. I mean, there's no point in saying what you should and shouldn't do now, but, like, I don't think you should ever tell. So, like, just do it, you know? Like, who gives a fuck?
You know, what it was that, I guess it was just obvious.
Uh-huh.
And then it got to a point of, like, there's tension between us, I guess. And, you know, eventually it just kind of came out there that, like, okay, it's obvious, you know. Okay, he likes her. And then it became that kind of, she didn't really want to be around me, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Because...
It's awkward, I imagine.
I don't know, I go, yeah, it was awkward. Maybe, like, for whatever she was going through, I was, like, an anomaly. That kind of just kind of making things more complicated for her.
Yeah.
I'm not really speaking for her, but that's what I'm just assuming. Because we did have a moment, because we were kind of messaging each other on MySpace.
Wow,
and MySpace. And it got to the point of, like, you know what, let's talk about it. And I was like, shoot, we're going to talk about it. And her and one of my friends were always hanging out at my house after school. Well, most of the time.
Yeah.
And then she kind of came into the room because they would use my computer or the computer in the house to check, like, their social media. And then we kind of started talking and we had a moment together. And, you know, we shared, like, an intimate moment.
Like, what happened? But, describe.
It was like I told her that I liked her, and I told her I kind of felt like I didn't have a chance, so I was just kind of being honest with her.
Oh, no.
And she's like, oh, but you do. And she, like, got real close to me, and, like, we started kissing and stuff, and it wasn't, like, some kind of, like, rushed kind of, like, oh, yeah, you know, your chance to make out or whatever, and it's all heated. It was kind of slow.
How the fuck didn't that lead to something? Like, she said you had a chance. What happened?
Well, like, yeah, we had, like, some time together because our friend left.
Yeah.
And then after that, it was some comedic moment with my mom coming home and I was hiding her. Then I snuck her out, which I don't think was necessary. Yeah. It was just kind of, I think we were both just, like, panicking. But after that, she stopped talking to me for a long time.
Wow.
She would barely acknowledge me. It was weird because we would hang out in the same group still.
That sucks. That's awkward and devastating. That sounds so fucked up.
Yeah, and there's a bunch of other drama.
For the listeners, real fast, like for the thousands upon thousands,
hundreds and thousands
of my listeners,
upon lincers.
My loyal fans. Why don't you describe what Sarah looks like? Like, paint a picture so they could, like, see a person in their mind, or at least, like, a vision of her.
So, I don't know her specifics. You know, I never really asked her. I talked about it. You know.
No, like, her physical appearance.
She was shorter.
Like,
she was short.
Yeah.
She she wasn't like super thin, you know, but you know, she was thin. She wasn't chunky and all that.
Pale.
She had long, at the time, she had long hair. Yeah, she had lighter skin.
Yeah. Like pale. I remember paleness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she kind of had that to her. Weird, I'm getting all shaky.
She had a little voice. I remember the little voice, like, you know, like a little, like something like that.
Yeah, I don't know, the way she would talk to you was just kind of, I don't know, energetic, I suppose. She was real active and stuff.
Wow, it feels
vocally.
It feels so unworldly, like talking about this, kind of.
For yeah, me, it's,
I, like it's something that
it's almost like a dream.
Yeah, like thinking back to like such a far away era of life, it's like hard. Like I look outside my window right now, and it's hard to believe like they exist in the same universe. It was like so long ago. Like
they even thought
like there's still a Sarah out there somewhere, like some old Sarah, 30 I guess or something.
Staring at my wall, like it doesn't seem like. It's even happened in my life. Like, it's a movie or something that I saw or some kind of weird dream I had. But then, you know, I kind of, like, yeah, it did happen. She's real.
Yeah. Like, you mentioned earlier, like, a rainy day at your gym class. And, like, I think back to, 2004, 2005. And, like, rainy days back then seemed like such beautiful things. I don't know why. Like, I thought about, like, high school on a rainy day. It was like, wow, that's, like, such a nice, like, throwback to, like, something so long ago.
Yeah, it's just, I guess, because there was kind of, like, new moments and stuff in our lives on days like that. And, you know, just being out in the rain, not just, like, you know, kind of rebellious, but, like, I guess, in a sense, living your life.
Yeah.
Being...
So here's the one question I have, like with all this awkward tension in your group, like what made you just not like get up and like leave them behind and be like, ah, fuck this, I'm going somewhere else?
Well, eventually it did fall apart. Like I ended up giving them all names, and their names are kind of, you know, really close to their real names. So like I won't say them, but I ended up calling the group the cult. Because they're always, like, hanging out with me, saying my name and stuff.
I remember that.
And then...
You're like the Charlie Manson. And they're like the Manson family.
Yeah, we just didn't carry out any, you know, atrocities.
Yeah.
But at some point, it was between us two where it was starting to fall apart from my recall.
Yeah.
Because then she was kind of like, oh, what about the group? And then because of all the tension, I was like, oh, F the group. And... Like, F the cult, and then it started falling apart.
Yeah.
And then I kind of split off from it. I was hanging out with Derek and other people. And then, I don't know, she went and did her thing.
I remember one time, like, this is how I met Sarah, is that we were in drama class, and you wanted me to give her, like, a note for you.
Holy crap.
Yeah, and I remember, like I gave her this note, and she, like, cursed me, like this strange little person.
Yeah, I remember you told me you had, like, this bad experience handing it to her.
I think she, like, spit on me. Like, I think, like she was really aggressive when I gave her that note.
Wow.
She just didn't like me, like, after that, and I don't think she ever really liked me, you know, like as a person, because, you know, like...
I'm sorry, Michael. No, I put you in this situation. She just... thinks ill of you now. I don't know about now, but like she just thought ill of you for
I don't know
so long.
She was like close to my friend Jonathan, like
so
like, and like I remember like seeing her not often, but like she worked at Garduno's or something for a while, and I don't think she ever had a very high opinion of me, like ever, like to be honest. Understandably, I was kind of a piece of shit back in the day, but like I mean you were the catalyst behind this. You and your note, which I don't even know what it said. What did your note say? What did that note say?
I don't even remember.
Oh. Jag.
Yeah. I forget if she actually took it or not. I didn't know she treated you like that. No. I just remember you telling me it was like a bad experience.
Yeah.
Not in those words, but yeah.
But like, okay, so like, even though you weren't like exactly hanging out with your group anymore of friends, you still thought about her a lot. You even had other relationships. I remember you were with this like this kind of like hefty woman from like Hermosa Beach or someplace, like out
from LA.
Yeah, from LA. And like when you were with her, were you still thinking about Sarah?
When I was with her, I was, you know, actively trying to forget. But the weird thing was that she knew about it because we kind of talked before we got together.
Yeah.
And she just started bringing Sarah up all the time.
Oh, no.
Why don't you talk to Sarah? Well, how can you try and hang out with Sarah? It might work. Why don't you go, you know, she kept doing stuff like that. And I was like, what the heck? You're my girlfriend. Why are you doing that? And then she ended up cheating on me and stuff. But, like, it was weird that, like, she was saying that stuff. I'm like, what the heck? I don't even talk to her anymore. But she was still popping up from someone else's mouth, you know?
Yeah. Wow. And then what happened? You guys broke up. High school eventually ended.
Yeah, that was... Mm-hmm.
And then you ended up, like, what? Like, I don't know, walk me through it. Like, what happened? Tell us the story.
Okay. Let's take a walk down memory lane. So, high school ended. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'm done with Sarah. I'm going to move on. I'm going to forget about her.
Yeah.
Went through all this drama with some other girl. And Sarah was still a part of it somehow. Still, like... we still had contact at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And she... I think she was... This is kind of, like, messed up. But, like, this was my... how I felt, you know, towards her. I was at the other girl's house. You know, and it was at night. We were just, like, hanging out.
Yeah.
And then I guess Sarah accidentally called me instead of, I guess, texting me or maybe... Or whatever she was trying to do.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm starting to wonder if she actually did accidentally call me. Because she answered, you know. And she was like, oh... You know, I didn't, like, think I was going to call you, or I didn't mean to call you. I was like, oh, okay. And then we kind of talked for a little bit.
What was
like a short while.
What was her role in your life at this point? Like, why were you still talking? Like, were you friends? Or what the fuck was this?
I don't think we were actively talking.
Yeah.
I think in that situation, it was like she happened to call me. I don't know if she was deleting stuff or if she was just checking things, like messages or whatever, or just looking through her contacts.
Mm-hmm.
But she ended up calling me. And while I was with the other girl, you know, I like all pepped up, answered the phone. Then we talked for a little bit. And she was like, oh, you know, accidental call or whatever, but we talked.
Yeah. With this other girl so next even, to you somewhere.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
Yeah. And then, I was still trying to, like, after that ended, I was like, all right, I'm leaving. I'm not going to talk to anyone. I'm going to move in with my friend. And we moved into someone else's house. And I thought, that's it. I don't know anyone from that group anymore. I'm not associated with anyone.
Yeah.
So this is a whole new life, whole new start.
Mm-hmm.
And then one morning, my friend wakes me up and she's like, hey, guess who's here? And I looked out the window. I was like, what the heck? So I went outside. And it was Sarah.
Oh, no.
I was just like, what? Like, what the heck? And of course, you know, seeing her, I was just kind of like, in a sense, overjoyed. And I was just like, what? And her boyfriend at the time drove her over. But like in my head, I swear, like all I, when I actually remember it, like the car just drove her to me. And like she was just there because we just talked and caught up and stuff. I don't think I even mentioned anything to him.
Were you at the boyfriend's house? How did this work? Like, how did you know him?
I met him through her. Because I was in this house that, you know, I thought no one from, you know, my old life or whatever, high school and all that.
Yeah.
No one knew me there. No one knew I was there.
Mm-hmm.
And then she just shows up. And it's like, oh, like, what are the odds that, like, you know... Or even if she just knew my friend and they talked and like, oh, yeah, we know each other. And then they just showed up.
Small city. small neighborhood. Everybody knows everybody, kind of, I guess, to a certain extent.
Yeah, but then that's about the point where I ended up moving in with her boyfriend.
How?
And then she was always there.
Why would you move in with her boyfriend? Why would you do that? Why would you choose to walk in yourself into that situation?
It's, I don't know, because I think in my mind it was just as long as like I'm close to her, even if we're just friends, like she'll be there. And then her boyfriend was pretty cool at the time.
But
you know, we played music a lot, and
didn't you think?
So I was like, okay, huh?
In your mind, did you ever think maybe this is unhealthy? Like, maybe I shouldn't like embrace like this person. Like I don't know. Like if someone rejects me, I just like say like, all right, fuck it. Like I'm not gonna talk to them anymore. They're gone. Like
I think I'm like overly hopeful.
All right.
Like I just have this hope that things are gonna work out, mm-hmm. and sometimes that's put into the wrong things. And I'm pretty sure this is one of the wrong things. You know.
For sure.
Then that would mean their relationship ending, and then, you know, then there's like tension between me and some other person, which ended up happening anyway.
Yeah.
Huh? Well, am I still?
I mean, he was your friend, though, right? Wasn't this guy your friend? Her boyfriend?
Yeah.
So you were hoping
he became my friend.
You were hoping to steal his woman. You were trying to steal his woman, your friend.
It was in the back of my mind, but I wouldn't go through with it, but it was in the back of my mind. Mm-hmm. And we talked a lot. We hung out a lot. We joked. You hung out with us before.
I went to that house maybe a couple times, from what I remember.
We went to Denny's.
And then we ditched a bill or something, or we left something behind.
We did something.
Yeah.
Because I remember, I think it was you, him, and then Sarah and myself.
And
Sarah
Jonathan
and I were just talking.
There. I imagine John might have been there. Yeah.
He might have been. I'm not sure. But yeah. I remember her and myself were just talking a lot and laughing. It was practically weird. The only ones talking and joking and stuff. And I remember she was choking on like a strawberry or something.
Yeah.
It was pretty funny.
So long ago. Like, I don't even know what I could have possibly been talking about at that point. Like, what would have a conversation with, like, I guess I was like, what, like 19 at that time? What would a conversation with like 19-year-old me even be? I have no idea. I don't mean to make this about myself, but like, all right, let's talk about you're in Denny's, all right?
So. This the subject changed to Michael, so we're talking about Michael today.
Just so long ago, I don't even think about. Like, I vaguely remember being in a Denny's. In Detroit.
Who were you at Denny's at the age of 19, Michael?
No fucking clue. All right. Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, I practically lived with her for a while. I have a cat. Came from her.
Was it a nice time living with her? Like, what was your relationship while living with her? After, like, all the past, like, drama and all that kinds of stuff?
Well, when I started living there, and we had a chance to kind of just talk to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I confronted her. I was like, what happened, like, in high school?
Yeah.
You know, how come she stopped talking to me after, you know? And she told me, like, she was sorry that, like, she was running away from all her problems. Like, in high school, everything she ran into, like, she kind of just bailed out on.
And you were one of those problems, then, that she ran away from.
Yes.
You were a problem that she ran away from.
Yeah. Oh, I was a thorn in her side.
Yeah. Shit. So, what happened? Did things end at a good point from there?
Yeah, going all throughout, like, my time there, even the time after, when I went back with my mom, and she would pick me up, you know, randomly, like, just kind of, hey, let's go do this, hey, let's go do that.
Yeah.
Eventually, things just got quiet.
Like, did it end on a bad note? Like, was something said?
No, I think, because at the time she was pregnant, and we were talking a lot.
Yeah.
And then it just kind of stopped.
I think that's what happens,
after
though.
After she had her...
People get pregnant, you know, like, they have no time for, like, friends anymore. They have a baby. They have to take care of business. She has a relationship, like, she was probably trying to maintain at the time. Like, you know, like, at that point, like, she has no time, probably, to, like, I don't know, go bowling or something, or drive around and do things with people. Like, it's an understandable fade-off, I think. you know?
Well, it was weird because at that time, after she had her child, I won't talk too much into details about her life, you know, but there was some drama, and I was there to help out a lot. And even her sister, like, started liking me more. Mm-hmm. She'd be like, oh, yeah, like, for me to teach the her sister's kid, her nephew, I guess, to play the guitar instead, or for me to help and stuff, because, like, I would help out a lot, like, in different ways and stuff, and I would kind of go out of my way to help out, too, and I guess the sister liked that. But, you know, it was kind of ending at that point.
Yeah.
Because then I just didn't see her as much anymore. I didn't hear from her as much anymore.
Maybe.
And I didn't see her for a while.
Maybe she was starting to, like, develop, like, some kind of feeling for you. I would love to have her on the podcast, or at least have her listen to this and, like, give, like, an overview of, like, what really happened. But here's what happened. Like, maybe she was, like, developing some kind of, like, feeling for you. Possibly, maybe. Mm-hmm. But, like, with the child and with their relationship, it was just seemed like the best thing to just kind of, like, fade you off. Like, you know? Yeah.
It probably was. You know, we don't really know what would happen if I did stay.
Yeah, but like, you know, I mean,
at this point, you know, everything's happened already.
Yeah.
And it's probably supposed to be like this.
No, for sure. Of course it's supposed to
be. Regardless of who liked me, or who was favoring me, or how there I was. You know, maybe I wasn't supposed to be there for whatever reason.
So at that point, so, you know, she was officially, like, out of your life, but not out of your mind. Like, you were still thinking about her for years after that. For years.
Yes.
And what would you be thinking? Like, what would be going through your, like, mental state that would bring, like, this girl from the long, you know, from a long bygone dead era? Like, yeah, what would bring her up in your mind? How did she pop up in there, you know?
I think I just missed her a lot. Like, even if I was actively not thinking about her,
mm-hmm.
you know, and she'd pop up in dreams.
Yeah.
I used to tell her about all the dreams I had about her.
Wow.
She would want to know, too. I'd be like, oh, I don't want to go into detail with this dream. But then she's like, no, tell me. And, like, we used to talk a lot like that. And I guess I miss that so much, and in the back of my mind, it's like, I don't want to forget. So then I had dreams. There's kind of that thing where just because you care about something and you start hearing it everywhere, then it's like if you buy a car and then all of a sudden you see the car everywhere.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that. Like, oh yeah, I care about this girl, and now her name's everywhere. It's like in games, it's in movies, it's in mm-hmm. songs, people I just know and all that, or then people just happen to bring her up and start asking questions, people that don't even, like, normally talk about her or know about her. Like, and I was just like, man, like, I can't get away from it. Like, my mom would randomly, hey, what happened to your friend Sarah?
Like, recently?
Like, not recently, but, like, there was a few times where my mom did that, and I was just kind of like, why is she bringing that up?
Wow. Shit. Have you seen
her?
Did you from the when did she have the baby? What year was that? That must have been like 2010 or something. 2000.
I think it was about, yeah, it was around that time. I honestly don't have a clear date on that.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the time I was actively trying to forget.
Yeah, yeah.
But it just
did you, once that happened and you were faded out, Did you see her ever again? Like, did you see her, like, randomly throughout the years?
Yes.
Do you remember those random moments? Can you, like...
It was one moment. I was, we talked a little bit after that, but it kind of died out.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking for work, and I went to the Radio Shack by Azusa.
Yeah.
And I was applying, asking, like, for the manager. And then she popped out.
Uh-huh.
I was like, what the heck? Like, what are the odds of, like, what are you doing here? He's like, oh, I work here. What are you doing here? I'm like, I'm looking for work.
Wow. Radio
show. And it was like, it was intense. for me, it was just, like, intense. Like, what are the odds?
What year was that?
I don't even remember.
Like, if you had to ballpark it, what do you think what year it was? Like if she had the baby in, let's say, 2011, what year was that meetup? Like, when did that happen at Radio Shack?
Maybe, like, 14 or 15.
So, wow. All right. Like, what does that do to you? Like, when you saw her in that random moment, like, what did you feel, you know? Like, how, what's, wow, that's intense. I imagine.
Dude, like, honestly, for me, and I know this, and it's part of why, like, I just kind of removed her from everything.
Uh-huh.
Like, seeing her again, just, it just sparks it back up.
Wow.
Like immediately, and it's just, like, almost as if things didn't change. Especially if we end up talking and getting along, then just kind of brings me back into this kind of, like, she's just, like, the main topic of my life again.
Insane. That's fucking crazy. The main topic of your fucking life? Holy shit. Like, my God.
It was difficult because, like, I think too much. And like, yeah. I've always done that. And when she showed up, and it was just like, I was just kind of like blown away by her.
Yeah.
She was into every aspect of my life. Music, just running around, having fun. Movies, you know, joking around and all that. Like, everything I liked doing, she was a part of. And then the more I got to know her over time, even more, delve deeper and deeper into it, then I got my cat from her. And he's just, like, a constant reminder, you know?
Wow.
And, like, there was nothing, like, almost nothing I could, like, kind of get out of. And it's then al- even...
It's almost like she gave birth to that cat and gave it to you.
Uh-huh. I haven't received any kind of, you know...
child support?
Well, like, checks or anything. Yeah, yeah. Child support, you know. He needs food. He needs... Yeah. He needs comfort. But,
back in, like, the 2000s, like, 2004, huh? 2005, I remember you and the group, you took, like, glamour photos together or something, right? Like, those glamour shots
used
to put on those folders. That's fucking intense. I remember you had them on your folder.
Yeah, it was two of her, it was two of her friends, myself, and I was there, like, of course, me.
Yeah.
And it was fun because, like, I was kind of, like, included with it. But then, you know, it was always, like, at that time, you know, the whole self-doubt kind of thing, you know, high school. I was just kind of like, man, like, I'm probably not even really welcome here. It's just because the other ones are friends with her, that she's, like, cool with it or something.
Ah, so that was during the time when you were being ignored.
Yeah, it was. I think it was.
Wow. It's a shame. Like,
it was weird, too, because, I don't know, things would happen that would kind of, like, push away me trying to forget about her. Like, in high school. Which didn't make it. Like, other people kind of made it worse, I guess.
Wow. And your cousin had something with her for a while, right? I remember you told me this.
I'm not sure exactly. I know that he knew her. And then we talked a lot. I told him about her and, like, I talked a lot about her to him. And then, he didn't like her boyfriend, you know, and not that it means anything, but, like, in a sense, he was, like, kind of on my side about it. Of course, you know, he's, like, my brother.
I thought they kind of had, like a one-night stand or something.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure about the details of that. It could have happened. I don't know. But,
that must have been devastating to fucking hear if it did happen. I remember you telling me this
years ago. Yeah.
Like, years.
Yeah, I think I told you.
Yeah.
But, like, honestly, like, even, like, the same way how I was, you know, living with her boyfriend.
Yeah.
You know, I would still kind of, like, no matter what kind of thing, I'd be willing to be there, you know?
It's fucked up.
No matter, like, what she did, I would still be there.
Oh.
But, like, obviously, you know, that probably fall upon deaf ears, you know, because she didn't feel, I'm sure she didn't feel the same.
No, like,
yeah, you know, thinking about it.
Like, no way did she feel the same at all. Like,
mm-mm. No.
Fucked up. Like, I don't know, like.
I'm pretty sure it was 100% one-sided. And what was difficult, too, is that she just kept popping up.
It's like
she knew this, and she still showed up a lot, and she still hang out a lot.
Yeah, but it was probably like fairly like it's like if you know some chick who's doing like everything for you, and she'll break your back for you. I'm not saying that everyone would do this, but like, why wouldn't you go for her sometimes? Just to she's trying to make your life easier or something, you know? And if you're particularly going through a hard moment, like, I obviously don't have like all the ins and outs of the situation like you do. So I don't want to say that she was like using you or something. I don't think she probably was, but like, you were definitely like, you were like hard friend zoned before the friend zone even became like a phrase, you know?
Yeah, that was difficult. There was a lot of nights we would spend out on the porch.
Yeah.
And just hanging out, sitting there and talking. I wouldn't even like try to like catch her at night or something, you know? I'd even know she was the one going in the kitchen at night sometimes. And then she would come outside. Oh, what are you doing out here? And then she'd hang out and talk to me for a while. We even went in that kitchen before and we were cleaning it. We were having, like, adventures.
Wow.
And,
you know, there's, like, a million Sarahs out there. Like, she isn't, like... Like, there's a Sarah around every corner. Like that dream ideal... Like, for you, she's probably, like, your ideal dream girl, right?
Yeah.
Like, there's a million of them out there. Like, around every corner, there's, like, another version of Sarah. Maybe a Sarah with blonde hair. Maybe, like, an Asian Sarah. Like, she's not, like... like, nobody is that special. Like, nobody. Like your ideal fit is everywhere. Like they're out there. Like, it's not like she's the sole Sarah of the world. Like, this is just not, like, whoa.
I guess it's just, like... my hope of something good happening.
Yeah.
Like, it would keep me kind of like, you know, maybe something would change in the future.
Like, what could change now?
Of course, though?
Like even as far back as, like, 2017 or 18. Like,
it got to a point in my mind where it was like, okay, you know what? It's just not. Maybe she's just, like, this pleasant thing on my mind that my mind likes escaping to or something. But, like, it's not, like, something that's going to happen.
No,
it's not something like, that whoa. Has any like kind of base in reality.
I mean, did you ever think about just like calling her up and asking her how she was? Like, how's everything with the child and like blah blah blah, like how you doing?
Well, the last times we talked on the phone, it started to feel like more like I was like I just wasn't really anyone to her.
Yeah.
It felt more like she was talking to a customer rather than talking to someone, like a friend or whatever.
Wow. You became a chore in her mind.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what it was. And
like, how did the conversations go? Like, when was this last time? When was the exact last time that you saw her? And how was the conversation?
The last time I saw her?
Saw or even talked?
Well, saw her was at her job when I applied.
Okay.
And then talked to her was during my time in San Dimas.
So what happened? How did that was fairly recently. That was within the past couple of years then.
Yeah, we were just talking.
Yeah.
On the phone about like, you know, whatever kind of money things or bills or whatever, or even just talking about what we were doing or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then that was it.
Who reached out to who?
I would call her. After I saw her again, like, then I would call her off and on.
Wow. And, like, how was she in the conversation? Like, how did that go?
I don't know. Like I said, it started to feel like maybe she didn't want to talk.
Like, if I were you and you were Sarah, and I'd be like, hi, Sarah, this is Edward. How are you? What are you doing? Like, what's going on? Like, how's your life? How would you reply? Like,
well, I think I don't know. Maybe it was like a moment of hopelessness where I just kind of felt like I had nothing to offer her, because every kind of situation she'd bring up and I would offer kind of like a solution. She was like, oh, but we're doing this. Oh, it's like this because of this. And, you know, and it's like, oh, okay. I don't know. I spent a lot of time after that, like, actively trying to forget.
Wow.
And it would be intense, like, for me anyway. Like, you know, I'm going through my stuff, deleting things or getting rid of stuff, and then stuff from her pops up, or a picture of her or something, or, like, of like the pictures we took. That stuff would pop up.
Those must
I'm on
be
a YouTube video with her.
Really?
Yeah, it's just, like, a show, and, like, we're just the only two, like, headbanging and messing around.
Wow. That's crazy, man. That's like a trip down memory lane, huh?
Oh, yeah. If I think about it, yeah. Like, it's routinely a trip down memory lane.
Yeah, like, fuck. Like, at this point, like, she's been in your life for, like, half your life, right?
Yeah.
That's insane.
Most of my life, she's been a part of it. Even to the point of, like, on Instagram, and the name I use, the Edward and the Ed.
Yeah.
That's, like, from her.
Do you ever think to just stop, like, using that, like stop saying, like, the Edward or the Ed or something? Like, just, like...
No, because I started doing it because I like Batman, and I wanted to stick with it because there isn't anything else I wanted to change it to.
Yeah.
And then the Ed popped up, and then, you know, at the time... I was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to do this, lad. And then I even made, like designs and stuff of, like, a logo and all that. For, like, this was, like, after her. Like, when we weren't talking, I was, like, making stuff just like, oh, yeah, you know, it's just the name and all that now.
When was the last time you felt you had feelings for her? Like, because you've said that you recently said that you were, like, over it. Like, you're done. Like really done.
Yeah, like, I won't pursue at all. I won't even look for her. Not because I don't want to, like, you know, like, how could I say it? I guess because of the situation, I don't want to spark up something that's probably just still not there, most likely still not there, is not there.
Wow.
So it is kind of, you know, I'm sure she has her life. She probably has someone already. You know, she's successful or whatever. She doesn't need my struggle to kind of weigh her down.
No. Like, wow. Like, shit. That's intense. Like, when was the last time that you really thought about her, though? Like, when was the last time you had, like, a daydream or something, you know? Like, a vision of a could-be life.
I had a dream about her maybe, like, a month ago.
Wow. Like, want to describe the dream? Do you remember it? Like,
it was kind of, like, calm. Like, we were just spending time together. Like, we were and then driving in the same car, you know, shopping or whatever.
Wow. That's, like, whoa. Like, this is crazy, dude. Like, no, but not dream. Like, when was the last time you had, like, a daydream? Like, just thought about it. Like a fantasy, kind of.
It was probably, like, within the week of that dream.
Wow.
Because, you know, the dream sparked it up, and it's just like, man. And I kind of just, like, let my mind wander a bit.
So this podcast probably isn't going to help at all.
No, but, like, I don't know, it just happens. You know, I'll have a dream about her or something. That's what, like, part of what made it kind of hard to forget.
Yeah.
Because that dreams would pop up and someone would just kind of mention it. And then, you know, it's just kind of hard to forget when even outside sources are kind of coming out with it.
Ah, shit. Wow, man. Like, I'm literally at a loss for words right now. Like, I don't know what, like, wow. Like.
Yeah, it's really... I guess for me, it's a big part of my life.
Yeah.
A lot of things came out of it that are, like, still there. You know, little things I would say with her, I still say them. Whether she came up with it or I did. Whatever kind of jokes and stuff. You know, my cat's always there.
I mean, she was cute and she was very endearing in high school, like in that era. But I feel like everything was very like cute and endearing in that era to a certain extent, you know?
Yeah.
Like everything was kind of bright and bubbly. Wow.
I don't know, because I would think back to the times where we had like moments together.
Yeah.
Kind of like, you know, we're in a group setting and I'm not talking to anyone because that usually ends up being the what happens. And she kind of like, she's there. And then she starts talking to me. And one time I told her, like, you know, out of all of these people, like the guys talking about like anime, music and games and comics and stuff, like we talk the most, we get along the most.
Uh-huh.
And she was like, yeah, it's always been like that. You know, hearing that coming from like someone who I've had drama with, I guess, you know, from high school and all that. And
yeah.
All this other stuff. Just like, okay. And then we kind of like spend the rest of the time kind of hanging out together, texting each other, next to each other. Like we'd go into the house or whatever, sit on the couch, and we're just kind of like talking.
Yeah, it's just kind of like tragic. Like it's like, whoa. Like it's intense, man.
Yeah, it's really intense.
Like, holy shit. It's like kind of like Forrest Gump and Jenny, kind of, but probably to a lesser extent. I'm not comparing you to Forrest Gump, but like
I love like, you, Sarah.
Yeah, like it's like what the fuck? Like through all these like years of like, you know, like holy, like oh my god.
I just gotta start running, you know, during the army.
Yeah, like holy fuck. Like, has there been any other woman, like, since then? Like, has there been, like a new girl in your life that's been, like, your modern-day kind of Sarah?
There was one, but, I don't know. It just, I guess it was kind of, like, from the start, it just kind of wasn't anything that was happening. Like, I talked to them, and then they talked to me a lot. Then when it came down to it, they're like, oh, you know, I don't feel that way. I was like, all right, I'll stop talking to you. Then they started talking to me again. And then I was like, okay, what the heck? Then we stopped talking again. Then she started talking to me again. Then I stopped talking to her. Then eventually, you know, we don't talk anymore.
I feel like you just can't be too verbal, you know? Like, you just have to make, like, physical moves.
I don't know. I kind of hate the idea of things being, like, kind of like a game. You have to play the game and it's the only way it's going to work. It's like, why, like, I'd rather just kind of be me.
Yeah.
If we get along, kind of like, not to say it's like, you know, what's happening, but like when I met her at PE on those bleachers.
Yeah.
And then we just started talking and we just kind of clicked right away.
Yeah.
I didn't have to try to, you know, bait her and reel her in. I didn't have to try and act a certain way to get her to talk to me. And like something like that, it's like, okay, cool. And then like it'd go from there. I mean, the relationships I have had, it came out like that. I just joked around, laughed, and then they enjoyed it, and then we'd hang out, and then eventually we just kind of came out with liking each other.
Interesting. Wow.
Yeah, she was the biggest one with that.
Wow. If Sarah were here right now, would there be something that you would say to her? Like, what would you like to say to her if you could? If she was here, like, right now?
That I miss her.
That's it. That's,
I don't know. There's a lot that it just feels like there's not as much I can say. Because it's just been years of like, I don't know, concern, care, She just kind of keeps popping up everywhere.
Or we actually have here right now. No, I'm just kidding. That'd be hilarious, you know? Just like open up a curtain and there she is. You just hear her voice.
Hello, Edward. Hello.
That'd be fucking hilarious. Oh my god.
Like, Sari, you sound old.
Edward, you're so cute.
Like,
it's been so long.
Yeah. Well, fuck.
Do you still have the cat? That'd be fucking
hilarious if I could just like whip her out for the podcast.
Holy crap! That would
wow.
That would be so intense. That would catch me off guard.
Shit. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Wow.
Oh, could you hear me?
Yeah. I think you went blank for a while.
Okay.
Wow.
Oh.
Like, I couldn't describe, like, I can't even describe how I feel right now. Like, I feel like I'm in this, like, weird aura. Like, it's, like, really, like, just, like, like, this is very, very, like, strange. Like, it's, like, yeah, it's, like, really strange. I don't know what to say. It's, like, mind-boggling, you know? It's, like, so intense.
I don't wanna.
Like, I would swear, like... Like, you know, I would swear that this was, like, your wife in some era, and she died, and you're, like, talking about her. Like, it's, like, fucking, like, whoa, you know?
Just reminiscing about her, the marriage and the life we had.
Yeah, and, like, yo, like, oh, my God.
I don't know if you, like, you can call it, like, a, or see it, like, a tragic love story kind of thing. Where it just, you know, oh, it turned out it was just all one-sided. And then they're gone, and they're never going to come back. And like, but the person can't forget about them.
And like, I don't know if it could be called a tragic love story. I don't know. Like, I wouldn't
a tragic, tragic one-sided.
Yeah, it's like a tragic. I don't know. Do you think it's like a love or infatuation? Like, that's a question.
I was about to mention that. Like, at some point. I started thinking, like, am I just, like, infatuated? Am I just obsessed?
I mean, I would say so. That's what I... That's, like, the idea... That's the feeling that I get. That you might just be infatuated with this human being who's...
Because then it got to a point where it just, like, okay, I don't, like, sit there and actively think about her all the time. I'm not, like, sitting there bringing her up in, like, topics, you know, talking to friends or anything or...
Yeah.
I'll just start writing stuff about her and all that. It's like, because if I was obsessed, then everything would be about her. Like, absolutely everything. I would talk about her all the time. If I was infatuated, then it would just, like, wanting to be with her all the time.
Yeah.
But then I wouldn't talk about her all the time. I wouldn't think about her, like, 24-7. You know, I gotta move on from this. And then it would be points of like, okay, it seems like I did move on. But then that's when someone else would bring her up. That's when someone else, like, she'd pop up in some other way. You know, I'm applying for work and then she just kind of shows up when she's there.
I think you've kind of like, you know, I think it kind of just it's like one step after another, you know, like from high school. Like, I think like Sarah was a huge thing for you. And then, like, it's something that you would talk about on and off since then. So, she, like, for the people that know you, it's like she's, like, an immediate, like, you're so heavily associated with her. That's, like, that's the problem, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I wonder, like, do you think she, like... Do you think she thinks about you often ever? Like, do you think, like, maybe, like, how often do you think she thinks about you?
In my thinking of, you know, overthinking, it tends to be negative, you know, as it happens when people think too much.
Yeah.
So, if I go off of that, you know, I'll just pretty much say she never thinks about me. She has no concern for me. She doesn't miss me. She doesn't even, you know, care about, you know, their friendship anymore. She's moved on. She doesn't think about me. It's done.
I mean, that would, it's like, it's not, I think she like what I could guess, and I very well could be 100% wrong about this, because I don't even know this person anymore. Like, I barely ever really knew them at all. And
like when that's true.
Yeah, like, but like I would like look at it from my point of view, and when I think about like friends from high school that I don't talk to anymore, even friends from like 5 years ago that I've lost touch with, I think about them maybe 2-3 times a year, and like in this, maybe when I'm like feeling nostalgic, I wonder about it, you know, like like high school, like it's like who's someone from high school, like, all right, like remember like a Chris Aguilar. I think I go years yeah. without ever thinking about this person. And we were like good friends for like a year, but mm-hmm. I went years without like thinking about this human being, literally. Like, but once in a while, yeah. once every 5-4 years, I might like, God, remember that person? Like, those are like some okay times, huh? You know? So I imagine she probably thinks about you, you know. Well, you were talking to her just like 2 years ago when you were in San Dimas. So, like, obviously she'd think about you then, but, like, I don't know. Wow. I wonder who she even is now. She's like, you know, she's like nothing probably like the person you remember from, like, back in those old days, you know?
Yeah. And there was one point where it kind of, I guess I kind of, like, worried about what she's, how she is now. It's like, oh, okay. Well, like, I was just thinking, she's probably different now.
Probably better.
And it's, yeah.
Yeah, like, and I feel like most people get better, like, more mature.
Even just, like, yeah, better for herself. Not so much as, like, oh, in my eyes, she's even better now. But, like, you know, better for her own life.
Yeah.
You know, like, her and her family and her kid. And,
probably not wearing band t-shirts. Probably not, like, you know, dying her hair.
Probably be wearing suits and...
No, I wouldn't give her that much credit. Like, I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. You know, like, no.
Driving a nice car. No, maybe like an okay car.
You know, a Honda Civic, maybe.
Yeah. You know, a used one.
Like, I don't think this person's a CEO of a company, you know?
Yeah. Like, no. I guess it's a nice Honda Civic, but the paint's peeling, you know?
Like, when I think about, like, my friends from that era, like, my friend Jonathan, he's not the person that I knew back in the day. Like, you know, I'm not the person that I was. Even, like, my friend Marcos, you know, who, he's probably the person I still talk to the most from high school. He's, like, one out of three people that I still talk to from that time.
Yeah, I remember Marcos.
He's a great motherfucker, you know? Like, he's doing amazing. Like, he's nothing like the guy we knew, you know?
I feel like he didn't like me in high school because of the whole Sarah thing.
I have no idea what his opinion is of you. I have no idea his opinion of you. No idea. Like, but,
even yeah, I'm not saying Joseph, that's, like, the case, but yeah.
Uh-huh. Do you remember Joseph? I don't think you ever met
him. Yeah, I remember Joseph.
Asian?
I remember him. Mm-hmm.
Well, he's worse than he was back then. Like, he's far worse off, but, like, he's changed a lot. That's the truth, you know? Like,
yeah. Well, I heard.
Yeah, like, I think, like, everybody, you know, probably changed for the better. Like, it's kind of how I feel about L.A. and Southern California. You know, last time I really lived there for, like, and had a life there was back in 2013. 2013. And briefly in 2015.
Yeah.
And I realized that I love L.A., but, like, It's not the LA from now that I love. It's like LA 2011, you know, like that's like
home. It's the LA you were in.
Yeah, that's like home for me.
That you miss and yeah.
When I go visit, like it's not the same place. It looks like it somewhat, but it's not the same at all. And I don't feel like so attached to it. And when I'm there, I really can't wait to get the fuck out. The one time I visited it, the one time when I'm there, it's like I can't wait to go to come back here, you know?
I never liked LA.
Yeah, I remember. And
I only went because, like, to hang out with you and...
Yeah.
Know, that's about it.
But, like, I think, like, Sarah's probably the same way. Like, the person that you love and you care about is, like, someone from, like, 2009 or 2000, 7 or something. Like, mm-hmm. she's nothing probably like she was, you know?
Yeah, she probably just...
different person?
I don't know, because I know some people, they could be like, you know, whatever. Like, in a sense, like, they could be a clown, you know, the class clown kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then later on in life, they're mature, I wouldn't say, like, 100% serious, but they're like, you know, they're just mature. They don't joke around as much anymore. They don't make jokes at people or whatever. They don't.
In our experiences, they, like, mold us. They change us as people, you know, like.
Yeah, it's like maybe they've calmed down and all that.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Which is, like, I feel like it's funny, though, because, like, I don't feel like I have changed much.
But is that alarming to you? Like change is like a good thing. Like,
I think it depends on what you're changing from. You know, if you had like a bad habit or something, or you know, bad routines, even like a bad upbringing. Like, as you change into like a more mature person, or you know how to handle things better. You know, you change. But if you're like maybe irresponsible. And then something happens where, like, you change and now you're irresponsible. Now you're kind of making bad decisions and you're not thinking as much.
Yeah. But, yeah. I mean...
like, for... change, I don't know. I feel like for myself, like, I don't know if I've already... aside from, like, you know, drama and all that, like, I've always been at this point. Like, I didn't understand a lot of the high school drama, especially after high school when people would have these... huge things, and I was just like, like, why? Why are we still going through this? Like, why was it even happening in high school?
I mean, high school is pretty, like, meaningless at this point. Like, but, like...
yeah, but, like, there's so many people that still hold on to it and have situations that are, like, as if they were still in high school.
Yeah.
And I was just like, you know, why are we wasting time with this? Just kind of move on from something, you know. Maybe if you have something to say, be more straight out with it. I guess in a sense with that, I'm more open to just speaking my mind or whatever, or saying what's on my mind.
Yeah. I mean, I think change is like a... like, change is a lot of... has to do with, like... I don't know. For me, changing is like growing and like evolving and like... I don't know. I think it's important. But like, that's just my opinion, you know? Like,
yeah. I don't know. I feel like maybe I've just changed a little bit. I don't feel like I've changed too much. But, yeah, it's... everything could be just be different now. And then it will never be back to that, you know...
no.
What I knew from the time I did know her. Like, things would probably be different from that.
Of course.
But then, of course, in my mind, it's like... it could be a good thing. Or maybe it's just, you know... a good thing, but not involving me at all.
Yeah,
which like, I feel like it's 100% the thing because she has her own life. I have nothing to say for it. Yeah, I don't know how she is now. So, you know, she's like doing her.
Like, it's probably like amazing for her, you know? Like, mm-hmm. hopefully. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know this person's life, but like, I assume, like you know, she wouldn't be anxious to like travel back in time to like. 2004 or something, you know?
Yeah, I'm sure she's like, I don't know, maybe going to school. Maybe she's at a higher position at work, or she's moved into a better job.
Has a kid.
She's got like all this. Yeah, her kid's doing well because she's able to provide, you know, and she's able to help take care of her family or even just have her own stuff and live on her own. Like, she's probably doing that on her own already.
Yeah.
If she doesn't have anyone. And if she does, then, you know, as long as she's happy, then it's like, no.
Yeah, independent woman, mm-hmm. you know?
Strong and independent. Or ain't need no man.
Possibly, like, a drug addict in an alleyway somewhere, you know? Like, you don't know. That's the
doing
thing,
what she can
you know?
To get, like, it's the next mystery. Rock or whatever. She can.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? Nobody
see
knows.
See around the corner somewhere.
Yeah. Anyway... I have what I would love to like to have her side of the story. Like, even if it's like even like 10 minutes, a small little interview for 5 minutes or 10 minutes. Like, and I would love to, like,
she's like, I hate you guys, and then that's it.
No, I'm sure, like, I we didn't use any last names, and I don't really know anybody from high school anymore. So, like, I doubt this will get to her. Well, you know, it might, because Jonathan listens.
Okay, but, yeah, it's the only name that's to be dropped that she has any kind of association with, because I didn't drop any names.
And, like,
aside from Derek.
I could imagine, like, she probably really wouldn't appreciate this, but, you know, or she might, like, get a kick out of it.
Not care.
And might
want to. Maybe she won't care.
Might want to be interviewed. And if she does, she could contact me at themthatandthis. @gmail.com You know? Or them that in this podcast on Instagram, you know, or Facebook under my name.
And make sure to check it out on Spotify.
Yeah. Hopefully, you know, hopefully there's, I don't get like a subpoena to go into court and get sued over this, but I don't think I could be sued because there's no last names.
No, you know? You're not defaming or anything, and we could be talking about anyone.
I mean, at the most, this could be very inconsiderate, and it could be like, you know, she could be very offended by it. But, you know, I'm not breaking any laws. See, here.
There's like a way we could have, a way we could be different is this could mean something to her, and she could be upset about it. And to me, it's just, you know, even if someone talked about me on something, I don't care. They just had their piece to say.
It could be very shocking. Like, if I were her, I would be shocked to hear, like, all the things that, like, like you've said, and I don't mean that in a, like a negative sense, I guess, but like,
yeah,
it would be shocking. You could understand why it would be shocking, right?
Yeah, I think I can.
Yeah. Wow. Anyway, let's see how this develops. Edward, it was great having you on the podcast. That's episode 30. All right. Peace out, dude. I'ma listen to all you got to say, 'cause I'm the type of man who never turn a woman away. Think of this as an invitation, your heart to mine in a conversation. So when things get a little too much to bear, like the Jackson 5, I'll be there. Just call me up on the telephone, call me up when you're all alone, and I'll give you a verbal massage until your man gets home. Or if you want to, you know what you could do? Well, you could always hop in your car and you can come and ring my bell. Typing there all the same, breaking your heart without a care. Girl, if I was in your shoes, he'd be out of there. Your man is whack, good for nothing but flack. I tell him to pack and hit the road, Jack. Who loves you, baby? I do. You know he doesn't care about you. Let him go. Where's he at now? You don't know. Land up under some hold up. Wait, just let me chill. No need for me to get ill, 'cause yo, I'm the best, but yo, time will tell. But I'll be here, so ring my bell. A fairy tale, but this ain't no children's book. I'm here for you to take me, dear. Just open your eyes and look at what the future holds for you. And if you lunch, then you might ruin something great. Don't make a big mistake. Pay attention to what you're doing. Life is full of pitfalls, ups and downs. It's sort of a mission. Now you're on a rocky road, but you can get off. Just make that decision that you want someone to love you, adore you, and hold you and treat you well. So when you're ready to be treated that way, baby, you can ring my